The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to this presentation on the cause and effect diagram. Let's start out with a brief overview. A cause and effect diagram is a structured, graphical representation of the possible causes for a given effect. The purpose of the CE diagram is to provide clarity about the nature of problems. Complicated problems tend to have many contributing factors. The relationships of these potential causes jump out when organized in a visual format. The cause and effect diagram is particularly popular as a brainstorming tool, useful as both a backdrop against which to generate ideas, or as a way to organize ideas compiled from other brainstorming methods. The cause and effect diagram is also referred to by a few other names. The most common alternative name is the fishbone diagram for obvious reasons. The shape of the diagram bears a remarkable likeness to the skeletal remains of a fish, with the effect being where the head would normally be. It is also less commonly called an Ishikawa diagram in deference to the man who is credited by various people with either creating or popularizing the cause and effect diagram. Let's move on now to a deeper discussion about the cause and effect diagram. The cause and effect diagram uses the main branches to group the causes into categories. Each of these branches can then be further subdivided into progressively smaller groups. The branches will look like a tree in some cases, each major limb breaking into smaller and smaller branches. Note that the name fishbone diagram is most applicable in simple cause and effect diagrams. For more complex problems, the branching can progress a few levels deep. You will likely see some standard labels for the main branches. In manufacturing, the six M's are commonly used: machines, methods, Mother Nature, materials, measurement, and manpower. In many cases, manpower is changed to people in the interest of gender sensitivity. In administrative or office projects, you will see the six P's: people, process or procedures, policy, plant, programs, which is for software, and products are typical. While the six M's and six P's are the most commonly used labels, you are free to use anything you wish. The branches are not set in stone. Use them as a starting point to customize a cause and effect diagram that works for you. Add your own branches, take away some, or even start from scratch. The point is to break the causes into several main categories that inspire critical thinking. The cause and effect diagram is particularly well suited to either organizing the results of an independent brainstorming session or as part of the actual brainstorming process. In the latter case, the ideas are placed directly onto a cause and effect diagram as they are generated. Let's talk now about the purpose of a fishbone diagram. The cause and effect diagram is useful to 1. Break preconceived notions about problems. 2. Spur critical thinking. 3. Create aha moments by seeing how causes interact. And finally, 4. Encourage the whole team to participate in continuous improvement. So the first step to developing a cause and effect diagram is defining the problem. In other words, we're selecting the effect. One of the most challenging parts of solving any problem is defining it. Most companies have no shortage of problems, so the first obstacle is deciding what to work on. Now, fishbone diagrams are most effective as a team exercise, so they can be costly in terms of time to generate. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.